Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and we're back. This game counted. New season. New coach. New players. And you got to start somewhere. And somewhere for the Mountaineers in the 25-26 season was at the Hope Coliseum versus Mount St. Mary's. And even with all the new stuff, didn't it feel like a WVU game? Didn't you feel right at home when there was a shot clock issue less than 10 minutes into the game? Didn't it feel like a WVU game where there were multiple 3 or 4 minute stretches without a field goal? It just feels like, you know, Ross Hodge has been here a minute and yet is taking after the greats. It's some of the things that we come to expect at the Coliseum, now the Hope Coliseum. And these guys have practiced together for months. They played against other teams with doors open and doors closed. Tonight it counted. And Ross Hodge starts his tally at WVU with a win, 70-54 over the Mountaineers. That's right. The other team was the Mountaineers too. How did WVU do in their first game? It was a seesaw. I never felt like West Virginia was in the danger zone as far as losing this game, but it was a seesaw. It went back and forth. And as I was thinking about what happened in the game, I was on a mental seesaw. Let me take you on a mental seesaw between good and bad of what happened tonight. Let's start with the good. The defense was good. Yeah, it's Mount St. Mary's. But Mount St. Mary's, they won an NCAA tournament game last year. They won their conference tournament. Not a slouch team. Yeah, there's some turnover. Same coach. And Ross Hodge's Mountaineers held Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers to 54 points, held them to under 40% from the field, held them to under 30% from three. WVU forced 20 turnovers, got 25 points from those turnovers. All good stuff. 13 steals. A combined 7 between Jasper Floyd and Honor Huff. They were getting deflections, and they needed all of those points in a 16-point win. They got beat up on the rebounding advantage, and they made it up with turning the ball over and scoring off of those turnovers. I mean, West Virginia was only up 6 at the half, and they were only up because of those turnovers that they got and converted on the other end. So that's the good. Let's seesaw to the bad. Can you have dead legs on opening night? Did at times, not when I say dead legs, when you shoot the ball, that for the ball to have a chance to go into the rim to make a basket, you cannot hit the bottom part of the rim. It's really hard to do. I guess in theory, with the right spin, you can hit the bottom of the rim and somehow maybe it hits off the glass and somehow makes it into the basket. You're defying the odds. And how many times did we see tonight a West Virginia Mountaineer player drive the ball, get close to the rim, and when the shot went up, it may have hit the backboard first, it may not have, but it hit the bottom part of the rim, which is no chance. And what is that? Usually that means you're tired. And this was game one. There's 30 more to go. There's at least 30 more games. And they looked tired tonight. Ross Hodge called a timeout because his guys were tired in the home opener. And not only the bottom rim stuff, they shot 5 of 18 from three. Number of those hit front rim. Front rim, you've got a chance for it to go in, but they didn't. West Virginia got to the free throw line a bunch. All eight players who played minutes for the West Virginia Mountaineers got to the free throw line. Only Honor Huff made over 70% of his free throws. Everybody else, a lot of one made shot, one missed shot. Is that nerves? It's not great if you're tired on game one. I don't think, because, I mean, they're going to play again on Thursday, and then they're going to play again on Sunday. They're going to play in a tournament this month that has, I don't think it's back-to-back days, but two games in 3 days. The Big 12 schedule, that's two games a week, pretty much, from January until the beginning of March. Maybe they played eight guys. Chance Moore didn't play. Jackson Fields is injured. So maybe with more guys, they'll look more fresh. They looked tired, and the shots looked like they didn't have enough energy. Maybe it's nerves. It's not. What it can't be is that you can't be tired now. And yet, maybe you can. They look kind of tired. The shots look tired. Let's see Saul over to good. Ross Hodges' first game at WVU, he brought a recruit that he recruited to North Texas, and he brought two guys that played for him at North Texas last season, and those guys were the best players for WVU tonight. Jasper Floyd was the MVP. He scored 7 points in the first 4 minutes of the game to help West Virginia get a good start. He scored 8 points in the last 5.5 minutes of the game. Mount St. Mary's had cut the lead to 6, and he was a big part of stretching the lead and putting it out of reach. He finished with 25, Jasper Floyd, tying a career high in scoring. Last season, he started the season with his season high of 23 and did not score 23 again. So will his scoring high come in the first game? Two seasons in a row? We'll see. I'd be surprised if he doesn't hit 25 again based on how he played tonight. And he wasn't selfish. I mean, early on, one of those first 7 points, everybody's paying attention to Eagle staff and Huff. Jasper Floyd finds himself wide open. Many Mississippis he could have waited before shooting the ball. And he made a wide open three. So he had 4 assists, and he had 5 steals, and he played great tonight. He was the constant on both sides of the floor. Same with Laurient. This was his first Division I basketball start tonight, and he started off great. Double-double, 11 points, 13 rebounds, did a little bit of everything. He can dribble the ball well, led a fast break. That and a really good pass on that fast break to DJ Thomas for the finish. Stayed out of foul trouble. Great first start. In that many games in Division I basketball. First time starting a basketball game that counted. Shout out to Brendan Laurier. Great first start for him. Let's seesaw back over the bed. It's one game. Easy to overreact. But my reactions here for this one guy is based on 2 open-door games. One didn't count. The game counted tonight. But Trayson Eaglestaff, let's call his open-door performances, let's call them sluggish. Maybe this is part of the are they tired early on. But Trayson Eaglestaff, in the game that didn't count, he shot 1 for 7 versus Wheeling. Tonight, 26 minutes played, 0 for 3 from the field, 1 of 3 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. And the energy level, it just doesn't look great. Eaglestaff, of all the guys on the court, actually looks tired. Like the shots, not just Eaglestaff, but other guys look tired. Eaglestaff looks tired. Ross Hodge, in the post-game press conference, did say, when asked about Eaglestaff, that he's had shooters play for him that they've struggled early, because shooters are not asked by other coaches to ball out defensively and exert so much energy defensively. And it takes away from their energy on the offensive side of the floor.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
And he also said that Eagle staff is trying really hard. And Hodge didn't say that in a mean way. And he has no control over how people receive that. But if I was a player who was struggling in a game, and then after the game, my coach said that I was trying really hard, that wouldn't feel very good to me. And Ross Hodge is not being mean with those comments. I'm just saying, if I heard that about me, like, what did coach say about me after the game, and I was told that coach said I was trying really hard, I would not sleep well. It's not great. But I'll trust Ross Hodge's take on that Eagle staff is exerting more than he ever has on the defensive side of the floor. The defensive numbers, and it's only numbers, speak to that Eagle staff has not been staunch defensively, and I'm guessing has been asked to exert himself on the defensive side of the floor, that he could save his legs and his energy for creating offensively, that is feasible, that's what we're seeing. And again, only one game that counted. Not trying to overanalyze here. But let's watch and see how he does. Let's give him some time. Harlan Obioha, we're still on the bad seesaw. He played against taller players tonight. And he played 17 minutes. Struggled with fouls, only got 2 rebounds, got to the free throw line, but the box score says he was 0-for-0 with field goals. So I know I watched him attempt them. He got fouled every time, went 5-of-8 from the free throw line, got a steal and a block. I'm not worried about Obioha. It's just we saw him play against small people against Wheeling and put up good numbers. It's Mount St. Mary's had a 7-footer kind of floating around, a freshman, but still had a size advantage, and he's not going to be asked to score. That's not his role for this team. But he will be asked to rebound as a 7-footer, close to 270. And it's one game, right? It's one game. And Ross Hodge would say, hey, don't sweat the rebounds because they turned the ball over a bunch. Thus, we have less opportunities for rebounds. The 7-foot, 270 guy ending with 2 rebounds, even if he has foul trouble. Just something to watch. It's one game. Let's not overreact. Let's seesaw back to the good. All 3 underclassmen in the eye test played better in the open door game that counted tonight than 2 Sundays ago versus Wheeling. Morris made a 3. Ugasuk, he made a 3 in a run that pushed WVU's lead to double digits in the second half. He also had a big offensive rebound that led to a score. He was solid tonight. That Ugasuk 3 was assisted by freshman Amir Jenkins, who still has the big shoulder thing on, But just vibes-wise, he looked more comfortable on the court tonight than what he did in the Wheeling game. And then DJ Thomas, he fouled out, but, you know, he came into WVU listed at 6'7". He's now 6'9". And he's a listed 6'9". He might be taller than that. But he had a great post-up late in the game that ended with a fadeaway jumper. He looked strong underneath. He had an assist. He finished with 7 points in his college debut. So Ross Hodge only played 8 tonight. No Jaden Forsythe. Maybe we'll see him in the next game, or maybe the game after that, or maybe the Mississippi Valley State game. But Ross Hodge, without Jackson Fields, without Chance Moore, he went 8 deep tonight, and the underclassmen represented themselves well in game 1, and I could see them getting better during the course of the season, right? Everybody can get better because they've only played 1 game. The coaching can get better. Everything can get better. Let's see, all back to bed. Honor Huff's shooting. We saw that 90-second, you and I saw that 90-second clip of the closed doors scrimmage where Eagle staff was draining threes and Honor Huff was draining threes, and Honor Huff made the most threes individually season. Tonight and the game versus Wheeling, Honor Huff didn't shoot the ball well. Tonight he was 3 for 11 from three, and it was a struggle. And yet, he finished with 18 points, perfect 7 of 7 from the line. I talked about Eagle staff's energy being lacking. Honor Huff's energy is not lacking. He might not be shooting the ball well, but his energy is awesome. That energy I saw in the 90-second clip of the closed-door scrimmage, he's got that in open doors. High-energy guy. And that the Mountaineers are benefiting from Huff's reputation of being a sniper. And you cannot leave him to help. And that's helping other guys get baskets. And, all right, you know, I said seesaw to bed. In the same explanation of how I thought Honor Huff looked tonight, he has his own seesaw. The bad is he didn't shoot well. The good is all the other stuff Honor Huff brings to this team. Floyd scores 25 tonight because he's got plenty of space to work, because the guy guarding Honor Huff is face guarding him, playing him super tight. So that gives Jasper more room to operate. It's going to give Eagle staff room. It's going to give Chance Moore, when he returns, room. I'm excited for the Honor Huff experience. He's going to have multiple nights this season where he shoots 3 for 11 from three, and yet it can end with a Mountaineer win because of what Hodge calls it, the gravity that Honor Huff has, where defenses have to focus on him. But the vibes, the energy, I love what I see from Honor Huff. So it's a seesaw breakdown with a mini seesaw for the Honor Huff experience.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket.
The next game for WVU is in 2 days. Thursday, 7 p.m., Hope Coliseum. The Campbell University Camels come to town. So West Virginia has a day and change to rest, get their legs underneath them. The Camels are 0-1. They went to Madison, Wisconsin Monday to play the Badgers. They lost by 32. But it's a sneaky score. They lost by 32. They were only down 5 with 10 minutes left. And then, yes, did the Badgers outscore Campbell 31-4 in the last 10 minutes? Yes, they did. Was this a game 30 minutes in? Yes, it was. Didn't watch a minute of it, just looking at the box score. Campbell has a first-year head coach. They had 19 turnovers against the Badgers, which may fare well for WVU. They shot poorly from 3, the Camels, which may fare well for WVU. And we heard during the football season that the most you improve is from game 1 to game 2. Nobody's ever said that for basketball. My understanding is that you keep improving throughout the season. But 3 games in less than a week to start the season. It's another game that Chance Moore has to sit out. I don't think we'll see Jackson Fields. We'll see the same 8 guys that we saw tonight. What will Campbell try to do defensively against this team? It's another opportunity for these guys to play together in a game that counts. Another opportunity for Ross Hodge to coach in a game that counts for the Mountaineers. And will we see more than 8 guys? We'll find out. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh with WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 1 win and they have 0 losses.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.